In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can't see the forest for the trees. You can't see the big picture. You strain out gnats while swallowing a camel. We have a lot of cliches for being caught up so much in the middle that you lose focus on why you're doing what you're doing. It's easy to get caught up in the chaos of living. There is so much to do and so little time to do it. Your spouse is out of town and you're on the phone with the manager of the auto repair shop who's letting you know that the car is much worse than they originally thought. The baby's crying because she needs her diaper changed. The 4-year-old's just dumped out a box of Cheerios on the floor. The 9-year-old's chasing the dog around with a plastic sword, and your 12-year-old has her headphones in and just rolls her eyes when you look at her with your eyes pleading for help. You can lose track of why it is you have children. At work, you get so caught up in the details of the day-to-day grind and responding to crisis after crisis that you lose sight of the big picture and of what it is you're trying to accomplish. Today's gospel reading is from the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Jesus has been baptized and has been tempted by the devil in the wilderness. John the Baptist has been arrested, and now Jesus begins his ministry. He's calling his disciples. It's an interesting story about these fishermen, Andrew and Peter and their father, James and John and their father Zebedee. Jesus says to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And the sons immediately leave their boats and their fathers behind. They leave their lives as fisher of fish and follow Jesus. It's an amazing story, but we can get distracted by the details. We wonder, well, what did Peter, Andrew, James, and John already know about Jesus? What did their fathers think about all this? How could they react so swiftly? We love the human details, but the details here are not important. The account is not about Peter, Andrew, James, and John and their fathers. The Gospel of Matthew is not about the disciples. It's about Jesus. This account from the beginning of Jesus' ministry is about Jesus. It's not about the disciples. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about what people know or what they feel. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus and his call. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Jesus calls them to give up catching fish for dinner and instead gather women and men, girls and boys for God's eternal kingdom. The disciples do not know everything there is to know about Jesus when they're called. But Jesus' call is powerful, and they follow. And they learn about Jesus as they go. The disciples are not perfect followers of Jesus. They stumble. They fall. They're restored. They learn that Jesus is the one. They learn that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. They learn that Jesus came to give his life on the cross as a ransom for the sins of the world. They learn that Jesus will die and rise again. Jesus calls, and they follow in fits and starts, in faith and forgiveness. Jesus' call is powerful. The word that brought the universe into existence turns people around. His word brings forgiveness and eternal life. It does not matter what your knowledge of Jesus is at the time of your call. Many of you received your call when Many of you received your call from God when you were just a tiny baby, still getting used to breathing air. You didn't know anything about Jesus, and yet he called you in the water and the word of holy baptism, and you are still following him. Others of you received your call later in life, after a time of wandering. You heard the good news call of Jesus, and you followed him. And your life is now not about you. It's about Jesus and his call to you. Because you did not choose Jesus. Jesus chose you. In the beginning, it was very clear. It is not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Here, in the middle, it's still very clear. It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you and his call to you. It's about Jesus and his promise to you, I will make you fishers of men. That's his promise to you. You will be a fisher of men. Sounds easy enough, but how does that happen? What exactly does Jesus mean? How do you bring people into the kingdom of God? What does it look like to be a fisher of men? I don't know. I don't know all what it means for me. It can mean different things for you each day, depending on where life takes you. Living in this messy middle of things, caught up in all the day-to-day tasks, it's not always clear what exactly we are to do. What is clear is that Jesus wants you to be a part of his mission to bring more people into the kingdom through the call of God. And God will make it happen through you. Jesus promised that you would be fishers of men. And this takes many forms. At home, at school, at work, with friends. It does not mean the same thing for everyone. However, for everyone who's a member here at Emmanuel, one clear way that you are fishers of men is through your ministry at Emmanuel Lutheran School, where for 6 hours each day, 175 kindergarten through eighth graders are loved and cared for and educated and taught about Jesus' love and forgiveness in word and deed. Another 50 preschool students are here part of the day each week, along with many additional children in the child care center. In recent years, 74 students and family members have come to the waters of baptism. They receive God's call in water and the word, and the kingdom of God expands. The impact of the gospel on our students is immeasurable. Seeds are planted and they're watered, and we don't necessarily get to see how they fully grow. But we do get to have great impact on their formative years. We're able to teach students about Jesus who do not know Jesus. We're able to speak the truth in love to students who do not have a church home. We baptize. We gather at the altar of the Lord and eat and drink the body and blood of Christ with those who are prepared to receive the sacrament. We are the church home for many students who have no other church home. We strive each day to nurture our students to walk in repentant faith, loving God and loving their neighbor. This is one of your missions. It's a mission that you all have generously supported since 1896. You have supported this mission in lean years, and it's a mission you continue to support as we have grown to be one of the largest Lutheran schools in the state of Ohio. Your Lutheran school is one of only 8 Lutheran schools in the country that has had continual growth over the past 8 years. You, fishers of men, have made that happen. You see the value of your mission, and it's a mission I pray you'll continue to support. And support to even greater extent as we look for ways to reach out to more and more students and grow our capacity to educate the whole child in a holy way until Jesus returns. Every Sunday, you support bringing God's word and sacrament to your brothers and sisters in Christ gathered here. Every school day, you bring the light of Christ to students in your school with your support. This week we celebrate National Lutheran Schools Week with schools across the country with daily themes of joyfully, thankfully, peacefully, faithfully, hopefully. It's a week to give thanks to God for the amazing ministries of Lutheran schools. Where else do you get to spend 5 days a week teaching children about Jesus? Right now we're in the middle of some very real growing pains at church and school. from the busyness of just trying to keep up with all the daily tasks, it's sometimes hard to see where we're going. What's the best way forward? Where do we go next? What is God calling us to do? What do we do next is not an easy question to answer from life in the messy middle of things. But we find clarity in knowing that we are each called by God, and He has promised to make us fishers of men. We know that there are a lot of women and men, girls and boys in our community who have not heard the good news of Jesus. How do we reach them as a church and as a school? We know that Jesus' promises are certain and they do not change even when we get lost in the chaos of life in the middle. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. As fishers of men, we will find our way to do God's will. Together, seeking God's will, we'll step back and see the forest, examine the big picture, and find our way forward in faith and obedience. Together, we find clarity of purpose, because Jesus' call to follow Him and Jesus' promise to make us fishers of men are the same as it was in the beginning, as it is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen.